Hello, welcome back to Seeking Scale. This is Craig Hewitt with Andy Baldacci. Andy, how's it going?
It's going well. It's a very formal introduction. Caught me off guard a little bit, but...
Yeah, you know, I realized like in whatever, 100 episodes, I don't ever think that I've introduced ourselves. So I was listening to a podcast this weekend and they introduced themselves. I was like, well, that is quite nice that I know who the heck is talking to me.
Yeah.
How's it going?
All right. Well, yeah, no, it's going well. Ben, I'm in like... borderline manic state right now. A lot of like caffeine, but yeah, just gone super deep on some pretty exciting stuff. Happy to jump into that. But yeah, feeling really optimistic about things from here.
Good. Awesome.
How are things on your end?
Yeah, likewise, had some time away. We were just in Phoenix visiting my wife's grandfather, who's 100 years old and his wife is 97. So yeah, a lot of good perspective, like being out there. We hiked some of the Grand Canyon, got to see them, just a lot of good knowledge there and just some time away, which was really cool. Got some good perspective on things. Also feeling really good about things after some time, so I didn't feel so good about it. So it's nice to, yeah, we're seeing some really solid trends shaping up. So it's nice to be feeling good about stuff.
Awesome. Yeah. I mean, for the trends, like what do you, are there things you can attribute to changing the trends? Is it seasonality? Like, because I know sometimes it's like, I don't even care why things take a turn for the better. It's just like, I just am glad that they did. But I'm curious kind of where you're falling on that.
You know what? That's really interesting. I think it's not that, or it's that is not the case, which is the best part, right? It's trials are up about double in the last couple months. And I know why, pretty much. And like sales is up and it's due, you know, entirely to Matt kind of like running the production side of the business. And like, that's been a lot of work that he's put in and kind of repositioning and reshaping and doing a lot of process and sales enablement stuff, but it's starting to kind of come to fruition. So it's cool to like have been pretty strategic and intentional about two really important things to our growth and them starting to kind of pay off. So it's cool. It's slow. It's always slow, but definitely seeing like leading indicators and actual like revenue go in the right direction. So pretty cool.
Yeah. Cause it's one of those things where when there's very few true quick wins, like there's things that you can be more confident about than others, but a lot of that stuff comes from just like really deliberate strategic work over a period of time. And you don't see results usually until you're kind of far into it. And it can just be like hard to keep pushing. So I know it's like, sometimes you just look up and like, okay, like we shouldn't keep pushing. And then knowing when to do that and when not to is a whole other challenge. But like, it's always great when you're like, okay, I've had the faith in this. We're going to keep pushing through it. And then when you start at least seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, that's an awesome feeling.
Yeah, I think it is. Like, I think most of us as founders are too bullheaded or pigheaded, whatever it is, like stick with things too long. Whereas like, if you look at it like a private equity owner would, like they're going to experiment, measure, and then cut their losses quickly. I think we are much more likely to kind of figure out a way to make something work for better or worse. You know, I think we do that just because we have fewer options sometimes in terms of resources, but trying to take a little bit of that discipline from the Andrew Wilkinsons and private equity of the world.
Yeah, for sure. It's as funny as like we released a big feature right before NFL, which was basically what we're calling just like a rules engine. Like it gives people the ability to have much more control over their process. A lot of what we do is a bit of a black box, and there's reasons black boxes still exist. And so like, we're not necessarily changing that, but like a lot of our content is talking about it. Here's what we're trying to do. Here's generally how we're doing that. And I think our messaging has resonated with people, but there's still, because of the black box nature of things, there's still skepticism, especially when it's like, well, like this looks a bit different than what I would expect. Should I just trust you that it's better or like what? And that's something that, especially for more serious players, that feeling is stronger. They've had better results with their process, which requires an insane amount of control. And there are things that they look for in their lineups that they would get close to with us, but not quite all the way there. And we definitely have to strike a balance of saying, what control do we want to give without just building features that like other tools already have? Because like we do have a distinct angle on the space and we want to keep that. But we were able to find the right balance where it gives people more control than they'd have otherwise in the other tools. But a lot of our content and really the product itself, how we've adjusted things, it's more like you don't need all of this. If you're just starting out, you shouldn't use any of it. Like build with the black box. We'll have content to help level you up so you can take more control of the process. But with those other tools, because of the way they're different, you need that control. Like I'm not going to pretend like we have AI under the scenes, but like it's a spreadsheet that you have to program. It has a ton of power, but you have to program absolutely everything how to do it. Like it knows how to run different equations, but it doesn't know like what you're trying to do and it can't help you get there other than that. Whereas because we have better data, because we're simulating all the games and a lot of other reasons, like we're able to incorporate more of the data that you would have had to tell and program into the other tools. We can incorporate that for you. And so it's like, that's still true. And that is something we're trying to lean into even more, but we're never going to exactly match your opinions. And now you have the functionality to get what you're looking for, but without having to program literally hundreds of rules. When talking to some pros that use the other tools, it would be like literally hundreds of things they would have to put in. For us, it's like maybe a dozen. And so it's dramatically time saving, all these other things. And that took a ton of time, but it paid off.
This is a mature product. You and Matt and like the rest of your kind of team are experienced like in this kind of industry. How did you all go about like deciding this was such an important thing? Because I think that's hard when you have like a mature tool and you know the space so well that like finding those hidden gems after a while, like for me at least, is tough. Like how did that process generally kind of go about?
Yes, like I definitely was a driver of this change in positioning as far as we want to target the more serious players. We have plenty of them, but because of what makes us different, a lot of them won't use us. And it was just like, really, there wasn't, like I could point to a couple of things, like when this happened and then I heard this and that, like it made me realize took way too long to just realize that a huge amount of the problems we were spending a lot of resources trying to solve and then just like what was taking our focus and everything else was related to people who were never going to be good customers. And that was, I think, what drove a lot of this. And then it's just been as I've like refined how I'm thinking about, I guess, really just like business strategy has changed, where I think the more convincing you have to do to make the sale, the harder your process is going to be. Like, I think that's an objective truth. And I think it can make sense to effectively like say, hey, everyone in this space, all the other tools, the players, you guys have existed and been doing this stuff for years, but like you're all doing it wrong. Is just like not, even if like frankly, not to this like literal extent, but like I do believe a lot of that. Like I think we have a fundamentally better process. And I think we think about strategy for daily fantasy sports in a better way than like the typical industry wisdom. But like if I have to convince you that everything you've done and everything that you hear on all the podcasts and everything that everyone talks about for years is wrong in order for you to use our product, it's like that seems like I'm like making this unnecessarily hard. And so really the shift, like this took a long time for me to just like air quotes like suddenly realize, but it was that these people like are getting good results. These rules of thumb, all the other things that like come up in the industry they weren't random. And whether or not we think they could be improved is irrelevant. It was more like, okay, this is at this point in time, that's where we expand is by going after that side of the market. And there are things that they want from us that we are not giving them. can we give this, this not even the features, but like the functionality, like can we help them the job to be done? I don't even know what like the technical framework of jobs to be done is, but I feel like I'm using it correctly. It's like,
I think that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Can we achieve the job that they're trying to do? And in these cases, like it took a ton of effort, but we were able to do it in a way that we think is consistent with our true like beliefs around the right way, the best way of playing. And then it's like, right now, I don't want to have to make a complicated argument to get you to buy. And it's like, we have a fucking free trial. Like, why am I overselling this? It's like, if you have to do that much to just even get them to sign up without paying you anything, that's just nuts. And so it's like, figure out the things that they care most about. Make sure like you agree that they actually matter, and then do them better than the competition and make it known that you do that. And that's going to get people in. Obviously, like much easier to say than to do, but that was really the approach. And then once they're in, that's when you can educate them onto what like your point of view and how they could potentially improve, but you don't need to be dogmatic about it. And viewing it from that lens is like probably the biggest shift that I've made, of just like figure out what they need to believe at each state to go to the next one, and then just focus on that. And it's like, not all the things, like what is like, if you could, if they only know one thing, what would that one thing be that would get them to want to sign up? And this was like the clear biggest piece, just because like we had built out a lot of the other, it wasn't even functional, much of people were looking for. There was some of that, but a lot of it was just improving what we were doing under the hood. Because in a perfect world, you wouldn't need to, there's always going to be some things you'd need to control and like fine tune more than a more generalized algorithm can do. But like if we did our jobs perfectly, you wouldn't need as much of this functionality. And it's just like, we're, if people don't, haven't realized now, it's like, we love, like I love going down these rabbit holes and thinking about things from as like fundamental perspective as we can, and just like looking for the perfect solution. And that's frankly how most of our team is. And so we're like, well, we could do this, like put this Band-Aid on it, or we could like really dig in and just make this better. And we made a lot of progress there. But it was just having to take a step back and like, it's never going to be perfect. Let's just build these fucking things and do it in a way that's consistent with what we talk about. But like, we can do both things now. We don't just pick one or the other.
I think it's really interesting because like, it takes the like the patience and being deliberate, like within like your approach to product, you know, and the value proposition you have, like you're describing, to be able to understand like the problem and the jobs to be done and stuff like that well enough. And like you and I were talking before we hopped online that like this was, even once you kind of went down this like path, it was still like layers and layers of understanding until you arrived at like the place you're at. And I think it's really cool because for me, at least, like we don't take the time or make the time to go like that deep on stuff that's really fundamental. And I think most people do only at the very beginning to achieve like product market fit. And then they just assume that like, oh, this is the product and it's good and people love it and we have customers and we have revenue and all that kind of stuff. And that like taking the time or making the time later on to really like, yeah, you said like craft that perfect solution and not just a Band-Aid or a workaround or something. Yeah, it takes a lot of discipline, I think.
Yeah. And it's funny, it's like I would not describe myself at all as disciplined or especially not patient, but it's like, I don't know. It's why I just really, I know Rob Olig has said like, he doesn't think you need to scratch your own itch to succeed in a space. And that's true, but I just don't know how you could have kind of breakthroughs like this without just like deeply understanding the space. And totally. Yeah. At the same time though, like we were too internally focused. And it's like, because I think like we're right. And it's not saying like everyone else is wrong, but it's like the points we believe, why, what makes Abrasim different? Like why we do the things we do, like we firmly believe in. And so we're saying like, okay, assuming this is true, what should people want? And then it just kind of was like, some of it, there's always going to be like some low-hanging fruit where it's like, well, they might not know about this, but if when we build it, like they'll see it and they'll get it. Like, oh yeah, that's awesome. And that happens sometimes. But the farther away from the industry norms that we got, the less it just like clicked with people. Because there's like, I have to follow so long of an argument to understand this value that they're just, people are going to drop off along the way. And I was like, wait a second. Like, while we might disagree with the approach a lot of people take, they objectively still are able to get good results. And we should talk to them about what they do want or like where they do have frustration with their current process, and then give them something that does that better. Rather than saying, hey, you should want to do this, it's more saying like, you already want to do this. We do it better than anyone else. Start your free trial and like see for yourself. And it's like kind of a subtle shift, but I think a really important one is just like, unless you're in a massive market and have a ton of money or like a mature company, I think educating the earliest stage people is just not a good use of time. There are already people in your space that know what they're looking for, are willing to pay for it, and just can't find it. And so it's giving them that is going to be the best first steps you can take in building a business, rather than saying, here's an entirely new way of doing things. Because frankly, especially in like, this is more true in B2B, because like they're using your software tools as like a small piece of them running their business. They are not going to change how they operate their business just because you have some good ideas and wrote a book about it. And I think we get so caught up in that, in like our own little worlds, that we think this is all everyone's thinking about. And we want to be the thought leaders in the space. And we could even become that. And I think like, frankly, like in this area we are, but it's just like, man, there's just pains they know they have right now. Like, let's just solve those first.
Yeah. From like a marketing perspective. So like you figure the product side out and like, that's one thing, but then like from a marketing and positioning perspective, like I actually find like vocalizing that, you know, or putting it on the website to be like quite difficult sometimes. You're like, we're going through this positioning exercise right now, just to make sure like you're saying, like we're talking to our best customers in the right way. And it's hard. Like some parts of it are really hard. Like the surface part of it, like the 80% is really easy. We're a podcast hosting platform and we create, you know, cater to the creators and all this kind of stuff. But then like, that's not specific enough, right? And like from a marketing and a copy perspective, like I think that last 20% to make it really good is challenging to understand. Maybe it's that jobs to be done thing again, like well enough to kind of use those words and like you're saying, like meet the person where they are, that best customer, meet that best customer, like where they are already, if they're ready to buy, and not like try to bring people along if they're not ready.
Right.
I don't know. That was worded poorly, but yeah.
No, and I get what you mean. I mean, I think, I know we don't have much time left, but it's like, in future episodes, I'll definitely be hitting on this, because the release we had the end of the summer before football took a ton of work, and it frankly has paid off. But I do think we've nailed something or like are really close to a breakthrough in a different area, that it's not saying, hey, these other tools don't do this well, we're going to do it better. It's just like, no, this is an order of magnitude, if not more, better. In a very like measurable way. I know I'm being vague, but that's something I think we're going to be able to do in the next few weeks release. And the focus that I've really been trying to push for is what I think has enabled a lot of this. And even now it's like, there's still so much narrower that I should be focusing, but a lot of these, whether it was the more involved rules engine we released before or what we're working on now, you have to go really deep to get to the more, to find those insights. And if you're balancing a dozen different things, you're not going to have the headspace to do that. And we've gotten better about that. And it's like narrowing in on, okay, like, yeah, these customers are just not the right fit for us. So let's just intentionally kind of disqualify them. That made it easier to decide what do we focus on versus what do we not, but still could have refined it more. And it's like what we're working on now, it all kind of is coming together where it's just so clear how impactful this is that it's easy to just say no to everything else, because it's like, no, like this needs to come out as soon as we possibly can build it. And if that means we leave bugs as bugs, if it means we have issues with hockey as it starts up, which we are actually able to fix regardless. But like, we can just say no to all of these other things and that would still be worth it very clearly. It's just given it's given me like the insight to say, no, like these decisions have been easier, but I'm hoping that I can keep some of this focus, because even then it's just like, I just don't think we can spread our attention as thin as everyone has and get good results. And like, to do that, you've got to pick the things to focus on.
Yep.
The thing to focus on.
Yeah, I look forward to digging into that, because that's a whole kind of another ball of wax. Awesome stuff, Andy. Good to catch up. Everyone, thanks for listening. If you have any kind of questions or comments, shoot us a message, podcast@seekingscale.com.
Thanks, everybody.
We'll see you next week.